Chesapeake Bay blue crabs. They are to Maryland what lobsters are to Maine, a signature seafood, part of the identity. But these are not easy times on the bay. The crab population has been falling, while the average age of a crabber has been climbing into the late 50s. So who are the next generation of crabbers? NPR's Frank Langfitt hit the water to find out.
So we're just on a little cove. It's early morning. There's some seagulls. The sun is still not up.
My name is Jack Torney. Born and raised in Annapolis, Maryland, and I'm a full-time commercial crabber.
Jack is laying out 2,400 feet of line, and every 16 feet, he's got little pouches of razor clams to catch the crabs. Torney is 23 with a blonde goatee. He's equipped his boat with a roller that lifts the line from the muddy bottom to the surface. It's kind of like a crab conveyor belt.
There's the first one in the morning.
He scoops them up with a metal mesh net and tosses them in a bin. Then they scurry about, looking to escape. Crabs have excellent vision and are feisty. One faces off against me, bares his blue claws, ready for battle. They're not happy.
They would definitely not be happy because they'll be going to the steamer later tonight.
Crabbing can be thrilling, and Torney loves the work.
I enjoy being out on the water. Growing up, I didn't like going to school just because I didn't like being in a building all day. I'd rather be in nature.
But becoming a commercial crabber isn't easy. Maryland has capped licenses for the past decade at around 5,400 annually to protect the fishery. Licenses are often passed down through families. Turnover is extremely low. Torney says he's part of a dying breed.
There is not many, say, 18 to 30-year-olds left crabbing.
Why is that?
Because most people my age, they don't see it as a full-time job. They'd rather work in an office building than be out on the water.
Torney is a first-generation crabber, but in his time on the water, he's seen worrying signs.
There's definitely less crabs from when I first started, when I was 14.
A recent University of Maryland survey found the crab population fell by half between 2011 and 2023, though a survey this year showed an encouraging rebound. Scientists blame the drop in the crab population on the loss of marsh habitat to waterfront development and the invasive blue catfish, which eat juvenile crabs. Torney works alone to keep costs down, but rising prices, including fuel, cut into his profits.
Cost around $100 to $150 to leave dock a day. But also you got to put in licensing fee, marina slip, any wear and tear on motor, oil changes.
Torney says a solo crabber can earn about $95,000 a year, but overhead consumes a third of that. To earn more for what he catches, Torney uses Facebook to sell directly to consumers.
I will put a post out around 10 a.m. this morning, let everybody know I'll have him fresh off the boat.
One of Torney's contemporaries is Luke McFadden. McFadden's 30. To sell his crabs and promote the industry, he's become a social media star. McFadden posts videos on how to catch crabs and pick them.
We got the claws. Grab them like this. We're going to break them against the knuckle and pull. Sometimes you'll get the whole thing. Like, that's the entire arm meat right there.
McFadden is a handsome, freckle-faced Korean-American. He's built a social media following of more than 3 million. I recently visited his crab stand, which is about a mile from the water.
Thank you, man. Thank appreciate you guys so much. It was really nice to meet you guys.
The stand is a converted 41-foot fishing boat McFadden placed in a gravel parking lot. Among his customers today, Cody Holbrook and Jenny Sariski. Sariski works retail. Holbrook's an electrician. They're in their 20s.
We saw him on YouTube, so we decided to come down and take a look.
And where do you live?
New York, Long Island, New York. So, yeah, we drove down this morning about 4.5 hours.
Just to meet Luke?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you like about the social media presence?
The aspect of the water and seeing people actually catch the seafood and to see where the food comes from that we've been eating all our lives.
McFadden sells all kinds of branded merchandise from the boat.
We have two different kinds of seasoning. We have a Korean barbecue style. We also have it on potato chips. We got t-shirts from my merchandise brand.
Not everyone here on the bay is a Luke McFadden fan. Last year, one of his boats was vandalized. McFadden says his style rubbed some old-school crabbers the wrong way. But while out crabbing one morning, he also told me that to make it in this business these days, people have to adapt.
You're going to have to get creative in a lot of ways. You're going to have to make the most out of everything that comes over your rail. For me, it's the crabs and it's the story.
The story young crabbers are telling about fighting the odds to keep this Chesapeake Bay tradition alive. Frank Langford, NPR News, on the Chesapeake Bay.